am entitled. You want answers? I want the truth. Then you want Dave Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining Annie and I tonight is our very special guest and a show favorite, Cassandra Anderson, and we're discussing the UN's plan to acquire nuclear weapons and use them in a form of military blackmail against the rest of the nations on this planet. And we are now going through the four pillars the UN is using from a bottom-up approach. The nuclear card, I believe, is the top-down approach. This is the bottom-up approach. And we're on the topic of education. And Cassandra, I'll just finish that thought that I left our listening audience with going into the break. The two different forms of justice we see in what we call the free world is constitutional law and communitarian law. And the United States is the only country that still truly has any form of constitutional law, which means your civil liberties, although they are being eroded, that our civil liberties are protected no matter if you're in the minority or not. Hence the term democracy, as you said, is an inaccurate term. Now, in our fellow quote-unquote democracies, such as France, England, Germany, and so forth, you have what looks on paper like the same exact civil liberties, but they're not civil liberties because under communitarian law, your rights only exist as long as they're in the common, or as I like to say, the communist good. Who gets to make that call? Well, whoever is in charge of that government at that particular point in time and what their feelings are on what you're trying to do with your freedom. And one of the things that we're seeing happen in this country, in our government classes our kids are taking, in our history classes, is we're seeing more and more communitarian concepts being espoused as this is how it is. In fact, if you remember the landmark decision involving eminent domain, where previously in this country a public entity such as a government could not take private land and give it to another private entity. Now they can, as long as it increases the revenue for the public entity. And this is a communitarian concept of property law. This was the New London case. I believe it was 2004. And this has marked a huge departure in this country of application towards communitarian law. And this is what our kids are being taught. They come into my sociology class, Cassandra. I do my darndest within the curriculum to set them straight, but sometimes they're so brainwashed that they think this is really how it is, should be, and what the Founding Fathers truly wanted.
Well, yeah, it's very sad. In fact, you know, the plan to replace the Bill of Rights is with the Human Rights, it's the UN, I think it's Bill of Human Rights, I'm not sure I can look that up. But anyway, Article 29, you know, and it goes through and it lists all of these great things, you know, and it's like, yeah, absolutely, that's, you know, that sounds good. But, let's see, it's the Human Rights, the Declaration of Human Rights, the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. And essentially, what it, Article 29 says that, you know, essentially, whenever the government wants to rescind these rights, it can. So, you know, I do not want to give up my Bill of Rights for that. So it's exactly what you're talking about, and it actually says it in the Declaration of Human Rights. And it's for the common good, the greater good, always.
You know, a lot of times, in fact, we actually have a section in our curriculum book in sociology, and they deal with economic, international globalism, our economics, our emerging globalism, and they popularly tout free trade. And so, you know, I'll get these 18, 19, 20-year-old young people that say, well, this is such a good thing. And I said, really? You think it's such a good thing that 60 to 70 and now 80% of our manufacturing is left and gone overseas? Wouldn't it be nice if you have an option to work at some of these places? We can come back from the break, Cassandra. I'm going to bring in you for your take on this and Annie as well.
Hey, Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Joining Annie and I this evening. And Annie, I'm glad you're back on. She had some technical difficulties, but she's back with us now live. And joining us is Cassandra Anderson. And we've been talking about basically the UN's plot by hook or crook to take over the world. Before we rejoin Cassandra, I just wanted to mention and congratulate all of you that you guys out there are doing a great job of distributing our business cards. And yes, we still have those RBN business cards available, $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of that classic, Aaron Russo's From America, From Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or simply call us with a credit card, make it easy on yourself, 9 to 6 Central, 1-800-724-2719, and keep up the great work of passing up those cards because our listenership is going through the roof thanks to all of you who are distributing these business cards. Cassandra, let's go back to the education situation too. One of the things that I'm seeing in education, I wanted to see if you came across this in your research, is that No Child Left Behind, which is an unmitigated disaster with SAT points basically falling by 30 points since they implemented No Child Left Behind. But it actually came out of the UN, and it was basically the Education for All initiative. Have you tied in the UN with the undermining of the American education system as I have?
I do know about that, but it's that's not my strong suit. But what I do know about that, about education, because I've read through, I live in California, and I've read through the global warming In 2006, the Global Warming Solutions Act was passed into law, and of course Schwarzenegger happily signed that. And in it, they talk about not only are they going for the kids in college, that they're going to teach them this unscientific nonsense that, you know, scandal after scandal has been disproven, but they talk about teaching it to children in grades K through 12, so kindergarten through 12th grade. You know, they're going to be learning collectivism and sustainability and global warming garbage.
Yes. I'm seeing a lot of evidence of that in the school system. It's interesting, too, and I need to really measure my words here, but I'm currently writing some curriculum for a couple of institutions, actually, and I submitted my first draft. And they came back and they said, well, global warming is not controversial. And I said, well, it sure the heck is. I mean, have you ever heard of Climate Gate? And so let's take a second and refresh our listeners' audience about what Climate Gate was and what that had to say about global warming.
Right. Well, global warming comes out of the Hadley Center, also known as East Anglia University. So all that bad science comes directly out of the U.N. for starters. So that's number one. And the point and purpose, I researched what the origin of it was, and it was a theory that was floated around in the 1800s but didn't gain any traction. But it was picked up by Margaret Thatcher when she went into office because she wanted to be respected. And a globalist advisor, I think his name was Christus Tickell, he said, well, you know, why don't you go with this global warming thing because politicians don't understand science, and this way we can get a lot of nations to group together and break down the power of the U.S. And so that's the U.N. connection to it. And, yeah, it's just, you know, and then ClimateGate, luckily, before ClimateGate, there were 30,000 independent scientists, not paid off by the U.N. and not getting their grants through the government that's all hooked in with the U.N. They said that global warming is not a problem and, it, you know, it's just weather, essentially. And then later, ClimateGate came out, the big scandals with, you know, the emails between these people, you know, that wanted to hide the data. and it was in their own words, their own emails, undeniable. And they just gloss over it because, you know, tell a lie, tell it big enough, and keep telling it over and over, and people will believe it. And that's what we're up against.
I think we're looking here at your fourth pillar of education as really being not the most dangerous, I think, but the most all-encompassing, because the education, control of education by the United Nations influences is not just happening with school kids. It's happening in a combination of these other sources we've been talking about, such as the media, and they keep pounding with it. And as the Nazis used to say, tell a big lie often enough, and pretty soon the people will believe it.
Right, that's what I was referring to, exactly. Yeah, and it's just, so sick.
Well, we're going to take calls as we continue to process this concept as we roll through the night here. So let's go out to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Roger. Go ahead,
Roger.
Yes, I have a good question for you. Is there any possibility that the UN grab for nuclear weapons might be another black project to have defense capabilities for the elite for planetary defense?
Against what, Roger?
Exactly. Remember Reagan's comments about aliens uniting everyone? UN had nuclear weapons, it would be a great tool for population reduction if those weapons were only used to protect the elite from some threat.
It would be an easy false flag, too.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And Dave, you and I had talked about Project Bluebeam.
Yes. Cassandra and I had one of those very interesting late-night conversations on the phone this week where imagination starts to take over and sometimes facts take a back seat. Yeah, but this is a fact. Operation Blue Beam is indeed a planned false flag operation to simulate, through whatever scientific means necessary and available, a false flag alien invasion designed to gain control of world governments. Don't laugh, folks. don't reach for the tuner and change stations here. That is a real document, and it's been well discussed.
It's easily provable, too, through history. You look at Orson Welles, War of the Worlds. People flipped out on that radio show. Who funded it? The Rockefellers. Who funded the UN? The Rockefellers. The same names keep coming up.
I'll let you get on to someone else. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Interesting call, Roger. And, you know, maybe it is for planetary defense, but first, I think, Cassandra, before we look upwards, I think the UN is going to look out, and before they can do anything in terms of world government, enforce their world economic schemes, they've got to basically control nations that don't agree with them, and that means grabbing nuclear weapons.
Right. I'm glad that you brought up free trade a minute ago. I have a comment about that. It's not free trade at all. It's all regulated through UN treaties and arm twisting through the World Trade Organization. And a perfect example is genetically modified food. And who is the head directorate of the World Trade Organization? It's Rufus Yerxa, who used to work for Monsanto. You know, and if that's not a depopulation program, you know, Roger's question was, well, maybe they're trying to protect the elites or us, you know, with the consolidating weapons through the UN. They're not concerned about us. They want to kill us. You know, they're pushing dangerous genetically modified food on poor countries, and here in America, it's been here for decades now, and it's just sick. It's undeniable.
Annie and I have done a number of shows on the quotes from the global elites, including Dave Forstman, head of Earth First, where he's talking about reducing the global population to 100 million people, quote, by whatever means necessary. Let's go out to Lark, from calling in from Texas. Hi, Lark. You're on with Dave, Annie, and our special guest, Cassandra Anderson.
Well, hi. I wanted to drop a few words into the mix. When I think of the United Nations, I think that they are really proxies for what I call British Israel. The United Kingdom, along with the Commonwealth of Nations, represents the largest voting bloc. And therefore, I certainly don't think they're a benevolent organization with altruistic intent at all. Now, regarding what your observation was, Dave, and communitarian law, free trade, globalism being promoted in the universities today, I wonder if you've ever determined if ASU is a member of Amitai Etzioni's communitarian network.
That I can't speak to, although I could find out with one phone call. But what I can tell you, the president of ASU is none other than Michael Crow, an emeritus member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Well, you know, other words that have been popping up in my research recently include words like syndicalism. And a syndicalist is a person who is a member of a trade union or a trade association. And it comes from the ideas of the communist. As we understand, communitarianism, along with communitarian law, is little more than capitalism plus communism equals communitarianism. And more and more I ask myself, you know, don't we all need to look in the mirror? All of us have become socialist today. We've become collectivist. And so you made a comment earlier about three Democrats who you regarded as traitors, and Cassandra too.
Well, I got to hold her right there. I'm going to hold you over, and I'll let you finish your thought. But we're up against the break. We got to run to make some money, and we come back, we'll let you finish your question and let Cassandra respond. Hold on, everybody.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Now we're back, trying to restore some sanity and common sense to the world. Joining us is Cassandra Anderson, and we held over our caller, Lark, from Texas. And Lark, sorry about those abrupt breaks, but go ahead and finish with your question.
Well, the purpose of my call is to just introduce a few words to the mix so that we can all, each one of us, listening, participating in this program today, look deeply into the issues of the day and then look ourselves in the mirror and ask ourselves where it is we may or may not be actually enabling what is happening in America. This is my real point. Now, when we talk about syndicalism and syndicalists, members of trade unions and associations and so forth, and then my remarks about collectivists, I had to realize that lawyers and attorneys are syndicalists, medical doctors and nurses are syndicalists, public school teachers and university professors are syndicalists. And it's a shocking revelation when you realize that as a collective...
Well, let me hold you right there. I think you're making a really good point that we have too many of the something-for-nothing crowd. They want something for doing nothing. I totally agree with you. We're too dependent on the government. But in my defense, there are people who are like me. I'm not the lone voice out here who has experience and has his hand in education. I have a textbook written by Daniel Hensley. It's for a Social 101 class, and he gets into the notion of ecology, environmentalism, by using phrases in a textbook like, it's okay to rape the earth as long as someone makes money on it. That's a quote. Well, before I allowed my students to read that passage on their own time, we took about 10 minutes of class time to go through and look for inflammatory, unfounded opinions, not based on fact. And they're all through this book, and this is so anti-capitalist, so anti-free market. So I think there are a number of us out there in education, but occasionally we do get drowned out by the publishing houses who put pressure on the university presidents because they're the ones who are being controlled by the UN. Cassandra, isn't that kind of the relationship you see too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, again, going back to the Reese Report, you know, they established a team of academics and you know, the money to fund these schools is predicated upon, well, but, you know, we want to have someone sitting on your board of directors and you know, it's the part of the whole overall scheme.
Well, Cassandra,
I totally agree. Go ahead, Annie.
I wanted to ask Cassandra, what about this UN document that would give Mother Earth the same protection as human beings?
Oh.
You're not protecting human beings to start with, and the corporations are the ones that are raping the earth.
I'm really glad you brought that up because that's, it's a little bit complicated, but yeah, the way that I understand it was Morales, President Morales of Bolivia, he came out that there was a lot of action in Bolivia this week. He came out and made a law that bugs and leaves and things like that were on parity with humans. And then he, later in the week, there was the Mother Earth Treaty that he's proposing that would make all of Mother Earth, you know, the same, on the same level as humans. And so, you know, what that means is that, you know, human rights, you know, those get crumpled up and, again, thrown in the waste bin. And it's, you know, and the irony is that the corporatists behind it are, you know, behind pollution, real pollution, not global warming, real pollution. You know, they're also the ones that are in league with the, you know, members of the whole United Nations group that are pursuing this whole thing. And it really bothered me because I'm like, I was thinking to myself, well, President Morales, he's the first indigenous, you know, Indian leader in Bolivia, if not South America, but Bolivia for sure. And how and why did he sell out his people? Is he stupid, or did he sell out his people? Well, then later in the week, it comes to light that there's reports that he's going to nationalize all silver, zinc, and tin mines. So there's your payoff, you know. So he's
exactly
pushing this thing under the guise of, you know, let's save nature, but, you know, the reality is that, you know, the mines will all be state-owned and state-run, and, you know, he's just a puppet of the corporate controllers, you know, that are in league with the UN, in my opinion.
And so it's just another way to steal our land.
Right.
And our
resources.
Which,
yeah.
Which goes right into cap and trade, which I want to hit on after we go into the next break. Lark, I'll let you finish your thought, ask a last question, and then we got to scoot.
Very good. Other words I wanted to drop into the conversation is the word synarchy, which is a essentially a network of cabals and or secret societies, and I think that was probably what JFK was referring to when he was referring to secret societies. He's talking about a government, a secret government called the Synarchy. You can do a search online to find that. And I'll leave it at that, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, great call, Mark, and thanks for calling in. Please call again. Cassandra, let's kind of tease the topic a little bit, because where global warming will end up, because we know it's a fraud. We know scientifically it can't be supported. Heck, even John Coleman had to leave the Weather Channel because he wouldn't accept this pseudoscience. But it's all going to end up in cap and trade and control of our energy. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk about what that means and tie it back to the UN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
You hear that, George Soros? The American way. No, not the UN way, not the globalist way, the UN way. No, not the open media way, the RBN way. Anyway, joining us tonight, and having joined us tonight, is Cassandra Anderson. And we've been pleased and also shocked to talk about how the UN is attempting to acquire or is acquiring nuclear weapons, which they will someday use in nuclear blackmail. And we're also looking at the bottom-up approach of how they are basically trying to control everything. Cassandra, one of the things that you and I have talked a lot about is cap and trade. And cap and trade legislation was going through the Senate a little over a year ago where it failed. But the plan is noteworthy. They wanted to reduce America's energy output to 80%. And I just want that to sink in for our listening audience before we go on. That means that you'd be using 80% less energy by the year 2020 had this passed. 80% less miles, 80% less TV, which would be a good thing, 80% less RBN, which would be a bad thing, 80% less on your oven, your heating, your air conditioning, every form of energy you use, an 80% reduction. And because the globalists can't get their cap and trade, which they need to have in their words to save the world from global warming, they're now doing it by administrative fiat. And Cassandra lives in a state where this is already happening. So, Cassandra, tell our listening audience what's going on in California.
Well, there's the Global Warming Solutions Act that passed in 2006, and it's ready for implementation. It was held up in court. I'm not on top of that at this moment, but a couple of months ago, in February, it had hit a snag in court. But the idea is that cap and trade is going to be part of the program, and it's, as you were saying before, by hook or by crook, they're going to get this done because they've spent decades putting all of these regulations into the system, and they are not going to give it up despite ClimateGate, and that it's not even true. It's all based on lies. And so they're doing that through state governments and local governments. Almost every local government has a sustainability department, and sustainability rules or laws, ordinances. And but the biggest threat right now is the EPA. I can't remember. Here is in 2007, the Supreme Court said under the Clean Air Act, which is the complete farce, that the EPA has the authority and the duty to regulate air pollution. Well, number one, carbon is not pollution, but the EPA says it is. And the Clean Air Act, this is really interesting, where it gained a lot of steam was through acid rain, which is a scam. You can look that up. And sure, it pits, marble buildings and statues, but it is not the cause of damage to lakes and vegetation. And that was proven in the 1980s. But again, tell the lie, tell it big enough, tell it often enough, Nazi, thing. I think that was Goebbels. People believe in acid rain, and it's not true. So anyway, the EPA, and the jewel in the crown, in their opinion, not mine, is the cap and trade scheme, and they've got a document that's 18,000 pages long that contains new regulations for global warming.
Well, I have something to say on the EPA as well, too. There's a clip out there on YouTube, and it's a congressional testimony from Ted Poe, who's a congressman in District 1 from Texas, and he just railed on the House floor where he said that ClimateGate showed that global warming is a fraud, it's nonsense. But then he went to implicate NASA in something he called NASAGate, and he said NASA had communication with these East Anglia scientists, found guilty of fraudulent emails saying, how do we cover up the fact that the climate is actually getting cooler? And NASA had communication with this group. NASA, under the Freedom of Information Act, will not respond to requests to release these emails, even though they're public record. They have refused congressional subpoenas along this line. And speaking of the EPA, Cassandra, Ted Poe also informed his fellow congressman that the EPA is part of the problem, too, as he cited a case in which one of the EPA scientists wrote an article citing how global warming was not caused by CO2, therefore there's no such thing as man-made global warming, and they censored this scientist. And that's all from Ted Poe, right in Congress, which tells you even Congress has been rendered impotent on this issue.
Absolutely. And the EPA, it doesn't get more corrupt than that. It was created in 1973, and look at the monstrosity that it is. And these global warming regulations that are in effect now, many of them, they've done nothing but, flush money down the toilet, cost people jobs, and what it's done to utility companies, it's a sickness, an absolute sickness. And I have one other... I have one other comment on the Clean Air Act. This is interesting to tie it back into the United Nations. The Clean Air Act, the upgrades, so-called upgrades, or let's call it a power grab, that came about in the 1980s and 1990s was spearheaded by Gene Likens. And Gene Likens, he's a scientist, also interestingly enough, when you look in the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report put out by the UN, and this is the key to depopulation in that report, and it's over 1,100 pages, by the way, page 773. There's a study, and this book came out in the 1990s, but they cite a study from 1972, I believe, and Gene Likens co-authored it, and he says that 1 billion people are sustainable. So those are soft words for saying the planet needs to be depopulated by 85%.
And what a lot of these globalists say is by any means necessary. Let's go out to the phones and welcome Robert, who's been infinitely patient. Robert's calling in from Arizona. Hi, you're on the Common Sense Show with Cassandra Anderson.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Hi, Andy. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie. Quick question here, or just a comment and a question, I guess it would be. We've all been compartmentalized in the society that we live in. Okay, everything has a structure that has been created by these Illuminists. We live in boxes. Okay, we all do our daily jobs like ants in a hive. My question, I guess, would be this: is that there's a large majority of the population that is waking up right now? Okay, I would say probably the better part of 10%. 1% runs, if 10% is waking up, and you have, I would say, a better part of 80% for the sheeple. In the process of this awakening that we're going through right now, how do you see this unfolding? Because it always, the eventual outcome is, the way I see it, the eventual outcome is bloodshed. There's no, I don't see any other outcome or situation or resolvement other than bloodshed of these brutal dictators who want to rule the class of the middle class. This is worldwide. And I'd like to get your comment on that.
Well, my comment would be that G. Edward Griffin, an idea whose time has come, is, you know, when things get infiltrated, and these are not his words, but you infiltrate them back. So he calls it entering the power centers, and that's how these communists and globalists got control, was they went into the power centers. So if there were a support system that was organized, that's a big problem, is uniting and organizing and voting for the constitutional candidate and promoting that person, you know,
But can I interrupt? I mean, voting is irrelevant. It means nothing. These power elites hire voters to vote for whoever they want to be in power. So that's irrelevant. So the structure always remains the same. So my I'm saying is the outcome would be that the people who are in charge, who make these decisions, would end up basically putting themselves in the same situation, and the outcome that always has come out through the ages, which is revolution, war, death, and then a new alignment or an enlightenment, I guess I would call it. I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, the problem with that is that a revolution is something that's planned, and a revolt is reactionary. And with a revolt, it ends in, you know, either the same party comes back or something worse replaces it, as we're going to see in the Middle East. So that's the problem with going at it with bloodshed and war. It's not workable because they've got that covered. So it's a small chance to go into the positions of power, but that's the best chance, in my opinion.
Well, I can see your point of view on that, but weren't these dictators put into position of power to begin with by the ruling elite?
Yes. So if you understand the strategy and how they did it, and enough people are educated and, again, organized, then that's where you start.
Oh, okay. I understand. I've seen that point of view. But if the common person who is not awakened, but is is figuring out, okay, this is what's going on. We know we're being ruled by this elite class of people who want to exterminate 90% of this planet. Well, 90% of this planet, as they slowly awaken, which I talked about the 10%, who like myself, who are awakened, are saying, okay, well, you know what? I don't want to be exterminated because I have value. I have worth.
Robert, let me jump into this because
sure.
The problem is knowing where to revolt, at what level. I mean, if you look at this, in fact, we talked about this on last week's show with regard to William Pollack's tape. He alluded to four power groups in the world. Annie and I named them. But we got information that we think is credible that there are even a power source behind the four. So where do you start? So we go to Washington. We throw bricks at the Capitol. We're starting at one of the lowest level of power centers that you can talk about because presidents come and go. The bureaucracies they leave behind, like the CIA, the EPA, they last for generations. And then you have the Lord Masters who are really over the president because they control these agencies. And I'm talking about people like Schultz and people like George Soros.
Sure.
At what level do you start? And let me finish one more thought. I remember I'm conjuring up images in my mind when Alex Jones was outside of Toronto and there was a Bilderberger conference going on and he was armed with nothing but a megaphone. And he went off and said, "We're not your slaves." And I'm thinking, Alex, well said, but you're armed with the wrong thing. If there was a moment to change world history, it might have been there. But, oh, wait a minute. Those are just the generals. They're not the leaders. The problem with a revolt or rebellion is there's not a fixed target that we can aim at that'll really change things.
So what you're saying is we're lacking the sophistication to lead this. As a talk show host, as many as yourself and many others, Alex Jones, whoever you want to bring up, you're saying that we lack leadership in the 80% that need to be awakened in this process?
Yes, and that's largely because the 80% are asleep because they've been anesthetized by the mainstream media, which I, Cassandra, and Annie, and the other talk show hosts like ourselves, like-minded talk show hosts, are trying so hard to wake people up. But at the end of the day, I don't know that I think there's going to be world wars fought, but not by our hand. The globalists are going to decide when the next war is fought. But I think that, honestly, if we want to see change, I believe what Gandhi said, we have to be the change that we expect to see in the world. And I think the change really has to start from bottom up. That doesn't mean that Annie and I don't come on here each week and try to educate our listening audience with quality guests like Cassandra and say, look, danger ahead. This is where we're headed for if we don't take a different direction. Yes, we can do some things in our daily lives to head off some of these influences. We need to educate each other. But at the same time, we have to be different people because we won't accept corruption if we're not corrupt. We won't accept murderous ways if we're not willing to look the other way. We've got to be better human beings. That's where I think the change really has to be centered.
Can I jump in, too? When people ask me what to do, I always say take care of yourself first. That always has to come first because you can't help anyone else unless, you know, you're healthy and fit and able to do something. Then the second thing, local action really does have an effect. You know, if you look at that, the councilman in New York, he came out and he said, why fluoride? That's like the government poisoning people. I'm going to get rid of that. You see? So it does, I think that as Dave was saying, starting, you know, from the ground and then moving up, I think that's really the only way because that's where we do have actual power because we can look at them eye to eye. And it's that they're not appointed bureaucrats, you know, the elected officials. They're not all appointed bureaucrats, and, you know, you can hold their feet to the fire a little bit more. It's much easier for me to go to a city council meeting than to fly to D.C. and try and get an appointment with Obama. You know, and that's where I'm going to have more effect is locally.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Robert, thanks for the call. We need to scoot. But Cassandra, I couldn't agree with you more. We're right up against our last break of the show, but I just wanted to say this before we go into break. I'm not implying that we shouldn't fight the good fight, And I do agree with you that local action is much better than global action or even national action.
Well, and then take it up to the state level, because the state, that's where the real power is, the 10th Amendment. That's the absolute real power. And, you know, but the, so many of the states are corrupt, so that's why I'm saying start smaller, start local, and then, you know, bring it up from there.
But, you know, the way that I see this whole paradigm is when you look at the globalists, what they say, what they do, the wars they start, the millions that they cause death for, the millions they displace beyond that, these people are nothing but pure evil. And evil attracts evil. And when we come back from the break, I'll get your reaction to that. And we'll put a wrap on this. For me, it's been a most entertaining interview. Stay tuned, everybody. See you on the other side.
I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our special guest this evening has been Cassandra Anderson, quickly becoming a show favorite. And just thought I would mention this, and I'll say this directly to Bob from Nevada or Bruce from Ohio or whatever the heck you're calling yourself these days. We're on to you, and no, we're not going to let you on the air, except one time when Annie and I have an open segment. We will let you call in. I'll let you have your say, and then I'll promptly discredit you. We were warned, and I should say this to the listening audience, by Sandra of RBN. She sent an email to all the hosts talking about disruptors calling into the show en masse, pretending to be somebody from somewhere they're not, and attempting. But fortunately, our crack producer this evening has taken a bullet for the show and
has successfully screened this small group out. But, you know, one of the things, Annie, and you know this as well, too, you and I have talked about this before, that there are paid people to call talk shows to disrupt them. We actually had that as a news item a few months ago.
Yes, there certainly are, and they don't quit.
So, we're having them here on RBN, but you know what? I'll let this one bob the character in at some future date. I'm not going to do it when we have a quality guest like Cassandra. But, Bob, I'll let you have your say, and we'll let you espouse your hate, and then we'll promptly expose you for what you are. Anyway, our special guest has been Cassandra Anderson, and we've kind of been all over the map with regard to the UN, but the UN has lots of plans for us, so it's not an easy topic to cover. I suppose the most disturbing thing, Cassandra, that I've heard, and I think the most groundbreaking thing that I've heard tonight, and I appreciate you bringing me to our attention, is the fact that the UN is acquiring nuclear weapons, certainly at minimum to blackmail us, at maximum to use against us.
Please get out your website.
Oh, it's MorphCity, MorphCity, MorphCity.com. And thank you so much for having me, Dave, and great to talk to you again, Annie. I really appreciate being able to have a platform to get this information out, because I think it's important. And you know, it's the intelligent conversation is just always such a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank
Cassandra,
you.
Anytime that you come across a topic like this with your great research skills, you'll always have a place here on the Common Sense Show. And we appreciate so much you joining us, and I know it won't be long until you join us again.
Thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Cassandra Anderson. Annie, let's talk about next week. We're not going to be here live next week, but we are going to have a replay. We want it to be a quality replay. And so I'm going to open it up to you people out in RBN land and email us at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com and vote for your favorite show that you'd like replayed. I'm going to send an email to our board ops Monday evening, tomorrow night, 24 hours from now, selecting the most popular one that the listening audience has requested. And I think, Annie, we've had some great guests on, including Cassandra Anderson, and I think they've got a lot to choose from. But I want to encourage our listening audience to continue to distribute those RBN business cards, because this is so important, because we are having an impact. The fact that these cretins and morons are calling in to all our talk shows on RBN and attempting to disrupt the show says we indeed are having an effect in the name of freedom. And you know these people are paid, and we probably know who they're paid for ultimately, or paid by ultimately. And as long as we're having an effect, we can wake people up, and if we wake enough people up, perhaps we will get the change that we so desperately seek. Anyway, next week is Easter, and from my perspective, it is the most important day of the year, because no matter how things go in our fight against these evil globalists, we have hope, because fellow Christians, you know how this is going to end. And Andy and I will be back live in 2 weeks. And right now we're working on a couple of different guests, but let's put it this way. You won't be disappointed, and it will hopefully be as equally as groundbreaking as tonight's show was. And, Annie, I want to wish you a very nice week off, and a very deserved week off. And thanks again for your great contribution. And we'll be back with our new segment in 2 weeks. And I hear the music. And, folks, it's time to say goodnight. So go out and have a great week. God bless.